We won. I know I'm not as energetic right now, but it's 12:35 a.m. now on a Saturday morning because, you know, West Coast games, we won this game handily 9-3 over the Padres, but watching a West Coast game when you're in the East Coast and the game doesn't start till 9:40, it makes it very aggravating to watch. And you're kind of the whole time just hoping, like, okay, especially in this game, we were out to a big lead by the I think the fourth inning, and we were up 6-0. Yeah, by the fourth inning, and then they scored one. So we were up 6-1 by the end of the third. And at that point, you're just sitting there like, are we gonna be done yet? Are we done yet? Because you kind of know they're in the lead, they're in the driver's seat, and that's a game when they're at home and they're on the East or even in the Central area that you know that, you know, we're gonna be like rounding at the end, the game will go quick. And then we could do some other things outside. But also, it's night out. There's nothing else to do. We're all tired. I actually see the moon right now, right behind the trees of my house here. But that's kind of cool. We're at that point of the night where it's all dark and no one else is up. And I'm recording a podcast because this is what I do for my thing. And I was not going to just, you know, quit out on everybody because people enjoy listening to this. So stayed up, powered through a 9-3, pretty dominating victory for the Phils to send the Padres under 500. And I thought the Padres, I watch a lot of Padres games, they are definitely a 500 team playing like a 500 team. I can't believe they lost the game against the Rockies on Thursday, and then they didn't really give up much of a fight. Musgrove was not good today for the Padres. He went 3.2 innings, 8 hits, 7 earned runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. He's up to a 6.94 ERA for him, and Cosgrove was not good either. His ERA is up to 10.13. So the Padres guys were not great, and Nola was dominant for the Phillies. He went all 8 of the 9 innings, 8 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts, 106 pitches. Just kind of let it flow. It didn't really matter, and he just kind of, you know, chilled his way through that baseball game, which is perfect. You don't have to worry. You now have your bullpen rested up because you're going to need it on Sunday with Walker. And I don't exactly know if you're going to need it tomorrow with Dylan Cease on the mound and Ranger Suarez going. So you have the relievers at this point. Lineup was clicking at all cylinders today. Schwarber, Harper, Realmuto, Marsh, and Castellanos all went deep on a home run. Castellanos has bounced off the top of the wall, and then he proceeded to, later in the game, strike out on a count. He was 3-0 and then managed to strike out looking after at the end of a 3-0 count, which was and is extremely annoying to get to 3-0. So not only did he get to 3-0, which is great, and then managed to get out of it. So we're still wishing on this Castellanos breakout here and starting to get him in the right direction. So maybe that home run, he can build off of that, but he's still batting in the 178 category. Stott definitely struggling right now. He was 0-for-4. He's kind of in between early on some, late on others, but really just a good offensive day for everyone. Turner 1-for-4. I think they've figured out the lineup at this point when they don't rest Stott and Marsh. But like the lineup is going to be pretty simple. This is what it's going to be. Pretty much every night when there's a righty on the mound, because every night there's a lefty, we just try to change the whole thing up and don't really feel like getting into that right now. But this is going to be the standard lineup. Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Bohm, Realmuto, Marsh, Castellanos, Stott, and Rojas. And that Bohm at the 4 spot just fits right now. He's best batter on the team, just barely over Turner. He's 347. Turner's 333. And neither of them got home runs today, Turner or Bohm. But Bohm had a double and 2 singles, and Turner only had 1 hit and a walk. Harper got the home run. Realmuto got a double, a walk, a home run. Castellanos got the home run. Marsh got a double, a home run, a single, and he also robbed a home run that he kind of like nonchalantly robbed a home run, which is pretty cool to see for him. And Rojas got a hit today. So this Phillies lineup, and Marsh is almost batting 300. The lineup is doing really well right now, supporting the 17-10 record for this ball club. And hopefully that continues into tomorrow night's matchup against Dylan Cease, who's been really good in a really interesting trade that I didn't think was going to happen when we got the breaking news at that point of the year. Padres are favored 59.5% to win the game tomorrow night. You've got Ranger Suarez, who's 4-0, a 1.36 ERA, going up against Dylan Cease, who is 3-1 with a 1.82. Should be a tough night for the Phillies batters and the other batters, so we'll see what happens. Probably a low-scoring, quick type of game, and we will see you tomorrow after that one. That is about an hour earlier, so instead of the 9:40 out here on the East Coast, it'll be an 8:40 start. So I will be with you after that one as well. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast at 12:41 a.m. I am Kevin Flannery, signing off.